You know, one of the hardest things about mental illness is the shame and the silence and that kind of oppressive aloneness that comes with it. People don't want to talk about it, and then you feel like you're the only one. You know, there's hardly any support for it anyway.
Anna Egge's songs were written as a way for her to deal with her family's struggle with serious mental illness. The result is collected on a beautiful and poignant new release called Bad Blood. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Courtney O'Connell. Born in Saskatchewan, Anna Egge grew up in a small town in North Dakota, population 50. She later moved to New Mexico and by age 19 was named Best Singer-Songwriter and Best Folk Artist at the Austin Music Awards. Although she toured around after those accolades, in 1999 she retreated to solitude, building a house in the New Mexico desert without running water or electricity. But 3 years later, she moved to the other end of the population spectrum, settling in Brooklyn. Her 2007 album, Lazy Days, was a meditation on the theme of laziness. But her own family life was anything but. She watched as members of her family rode the roller coaster of mental illness and felt compelled to write about the experience. The result is a 12-song album called Bad Blood. Anna came into the studio to talk with FUV's John Platt, and they started out by talking about Steve Earle, who produced the album.
This is a very different kind of an album, one produced by a guy who's been here as well, Steve Earle. So inquiring minds want to know, how did that come about?
Well, I first met Steve when Ron Sexsmith called me up to sing harmony on his Blue Boy record.
So how was it working with Steve Earle in that capacity?
It was really fun and fast and furious. Steve, not only being such a great writer, really knows how to take these artists and kind of make them, I don't know, in the studio become something other than what they've been doing. You know, he added a different dimension.
Do you think he tries to push you out of your comfort level? Is that what you're saying?
That was definitely true.
Yeah? How does he do that?
Well, you know, he just... It's like high octane.
Mm.
This is, you've met him, so you know, yeah. That's kind of his personality.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of just like that, pedal to the metal the whole time. Like more, louder, again, harder, louder, that.
CD, Bad Blood, has some kind of dark songs on it. And I don't think of you as being a dark person, per se. Tell me a little bit about how that came to be.
My family's had their share of, more than their share of darkness. I have mental illness in my family, and a bunch of the songs on this record are kind of pulled from my experience with dealing with that. It's so hard to watch people struggle like that, and then after so many years of everyone doing what they can and still not, you know, being able to make everything right. And it really comes down to, you know, believing that things can change and having hope.
Hmm.
But also, you know, dealing with it head on, like a cancer.
Yeah, yeah.
Your flowers are growing wild in the west. They may be pretty, but they're poisonous. Behind the bars, you're falling apart. It's not the first time you went too far. There's a hole in your halo where the sun don't shine. In the darkness, I know it's a thin line. There's a hole in your halo where the
should. It's been a month now, plus a week or two.
That was Motorcycle and Hole in Your Halo, live music from Anna Egge. Her latest album is called Bad Blood. Take 5 was produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.